Well, good evening to you, Keystone friends and family. Good to see you. You can turn your Bibles to John chapter 6. We're going to be there for a few minutes tonight as we reflect on the cross and on what Jesus has done for us and on the bread. And I'm going to leave this bread sitting in front of me. I'm going to try not to knock it off. So pray for me. My family loves bread. Does your family love bread? Yeah, we love bread. Sometimes I come home from work and we're having something special, and Jolynn, I say, can I bring anything? Do I need to get anything? And Jolynn says to me, get the good bread. Pressure's on, because I'm not the connoisseur that she is, and I don't want to get the wrong bread. I want to get the good bread. Go with you to a restaurant. You've been there. And server comes out and says, listen, before the meal, do you want bread? What do you mean, do we want bread? Okay. What kind of question is that? Of course we want bread. Bread represents, I thought of it like this, bread represents the people and the places of nourishing and flourishing. Think about it. What does it mean to break bread? It means to be with the people and in the places where we are nourished and where we flourish. Bible loves bread. You know that? One writer says bread was a staple in Bible times, and it's used metaphorically throughout the Bible. Follow along. Acts 2:42, the early church, here's the vision we have of that church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Scholars tell us Feast of Unleavened Bread took place the day after Passover, season we're in right now, and lasted for 7 days. Similar to the Passover, this feast was a feast of commemoration when the Israelites remembered their deliverance. And as part of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they purged leaven from their midst. And they sacrificed daily to the Lord. The removal of the leaven in the bread represented their separation. And we know that Jesus fulfilled that. He fulfilled that feast by bringing us salvation, cleansing us from sin, separating us from the world. Another writer says, think about manna. God cared for the Israelites when they were in the wilderness after their exodus from Egypt. He promised, this is Exodus 16, to rain bread from heaven. When God miraculously fed his people from heaven, he did so by giving them bread. Primary purpose of the table in the tabernacle was to hold what was called the bread of presence, literally the bread of the face. It was set before the presence or the face of God himself, Exodus 25 tells us. And every Sabbath, the priest would replace the loaves from the previous week with a fresh batch of bread. Leviticus 24, you can read it. Bible loves bread. John chapter 6, beginning of the story, Passover is near. And in verse 5, Jesus says to Philip, one of his disciples, because there's a large crowd gathered, and he says, where are we going to buy bread so these people can eat? Puts that question to Philip. So where are we going to get bread for these people? And out of that question comes the feeding of the 5,000. You know this story, many of us. A young boy gives loaves and fishes, his lunch that he brought, and Jesus miraculously breaks that and feeds the crowd. And we find out later in the text, and hopefully you're there, but in verse 23, the next day it says, the next day, the people come near to the place where they'd eaten the bread. They come back to where Jesus had broken the bread and done the miracle, and he's not there. And so they find him. And when they find Jesus, he says this in verse 26, he says, you're looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Because you ate the bread physically, Jesus says, that's why you're looking for me, because you ate the bread. And so they say to him, well, what is this sign? And Jesus says this to them. He says, I am the bread of life. I am that sign. Listen to what he goes on to say in the text. This is John chapter 6, verse 35. This is Jesus. I am the bread of life. Jesus told them, no one who comes to me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever thirst again. But as I told you, you've seen me, and yet you do not believe. Everyone the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of those he has given me, but should raise them up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him will have eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. Therefore, the Jews started grumbling about him because he had said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, stop grumbling among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent him, who sent me, draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has listened to me and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, I tell you, anyone who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. At that, the Jews argued among themselves, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in yourselves. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Because my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like the manna your ancestors ate and they died. The one who eats this bread will live forever. What is the sign that people ask? Jesus says to them, I am the sign. I am the bread of life. Here's what I know about Jesus. He awakens our desires and he gives us what we need. And that's what he did with that audience that day. He awakened their desires and he gave them what they needed, like he did with the woman at the well. Remember what he told her? I will give you something to drink, and when you drink it, you'll never be thirsty again. Imagine the desire in her heart to say, give me that water. What is it, Jesus? And he gave her what she needed. When Zacchaeus sees Jesus come to town, and Jesus looks up at him and says, come down, because it's necessary for me to stay at your house. He had no idea. It awakened his desire to see Jesus, and Jesus says, come down. I need to go to your house. Jesus gave him what he needed. He does the same thing in John chapter 6. When he says in verse 35, I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me and eats this bread will ever be hungry again. And the people say, give us that bread. Jesus. He awakens our desire and he gives us what we need. And at the cross, the metaphor of Jesus as the bread of life comes to life. In Luke chapter 22, verse 19, before he was betrayed, it says this, Jesus took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. And he gave it to them and he said, this is my body which is given for you. And later the apostle Paul reflects on that scene and says in 1 Corinthians 11:23, on the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus, he took bread. And he said, this is my body which is given for you. Friends, tonight, what we see in John 6, and what we especially see at the cross of Jesus is this, the bread of life is the body of Christ. The bread of life is the body of Christ. On this Good Friday, I want us to consider what Jesus tells us in John 6 about him being the bread of life and that being his body. Jesus is the bread of life. John tells us in what we've read that he came down to us. Did you hear that in what I read in John 6? Did you know 7 times in John chapter 6, Jesus says, I have come down. He came down from the Father. It was the will of the Father to send the Son. In verse 39, we read this. This is the will of him who sent me, Jesus says, that I should lose none of those that he has given to me. In Isaiah 53:10, Isaiah the prophet says it like this. Yet the Lord was pleased to crush him severely. When you make him a guilt offering, he will see his seed, he will prolong his days, and by his hand, the Lord's pleasure will be accomplished. He came down. In Romans 5:8, Paul tells us, but God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It was the will of the Father to send the Son. He came down to us. But more beautifully, It was the desire of the Son to do the will of the Father. Both of those things are important when we think about Jesus coming down to us. In verse 38, Jesus said, "For I have now come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me." We all know the scene in Luke 22, 42, where in the garden, Jesus prays, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." In John 10, 18, Jesus says, "No one takes my life from me. Rather, I lay it down on my own. I have the right to lay it down. And I have the right to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." Jesus is the bread of life. And the bread of life is the body of Christ. And the body of Christ came down to us from the Father. It was the will of the Father to send the Son. It was the desire of the Son to do the will of the Father. At the cross, the better manna came down to us. God gave us better bread from heaven to eat. The bread of life is the body of Christ. So the bread of life, Jesus came down, the bread of life. Jesus, we come to him. Four times in John chapter 6, Jesus says this, "Come to me. I have come down from the Father, so come to me." Friend, if you're here tonight, that is the call of the cross. That is the call of the body of Christ that is the bread of life to you. Come to him. Four times in this text, Jesus says, "I've come from the Father to do his will, so come to me." Maybe you ask, how do I come to the Father? Text tells us we're initially drawn by the Father. Look at verse 44. It says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." In Philippians 1:6, a verse many of us know at Keystone, it says this, "I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion." That verse does not say, the work that I began in myself. It doesn't say that. To come to the Father, we have to be drawn by the Father. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." And the bread of life is in his body that came down from the Father and that we come to because we are drawn by the Father. And when we are drawn by the Father, Jesus tells us in this text, we are given eternally to the Son. Verse 47 is beautiful. "Truly I tell you," Jesus says, "anyone who believes in me has eternal life." In John 10, 28 and 29, Jesus said it like this, "I give them eternal life, those who believe, and they will never perish." This is you, this is me if we're in Christ. "No one will snatch us out of the hand of the Father. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hand." There's a hymn, Rock of Ages, many of us know. And in the hymn is this line, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your cross I cling." We come empty-handed into the eternal hand of Jesus Christ, never to be snatched out. We are safe because it's the bread of life, the body is the body of Christ. And in John 14, 6, Jesus says this about himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Friend, tonight, that is the call. The call of the cross is to come to the cross, to the one who came down for us, to come to him, to be drawn by the Father, given to the Son eternally. And how do you do that? In repentance and faith. If you don't know Jesus, he came down to us, the bread of life, in his body given for us. And he says, "Come to me. I am the way, the truth, and the life." The way to God is to repent of sins and put your faith in Jesus and to come to him. Jesus, the bread of life, he has come down. We come to him. The last thing is this. It says, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life, and I will raise you up." Four times in the text we read in John chapter 6. Jesus says, we will be raised up. We obviously, the rest of this weekend, will talk a lot about being raised up. But it's important to end here because that's where Jesus ends when he talks about himself as the bread of life. "I came down from the Father. Come to me, and you will be raised up." In verse 54, Jesus said, "The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Other places in the Bible, the image that scripture gives us is this, of Jesus as the first fruits of our resurrection. You know what that means? That means of all of us who will be raised someday in Christ, Jesus was the first one to come. He's the first fruit. First fruit so that we will be raised up on the last day. John 14, 19 says, Jesus says, because I live, you also will live. In 1 Corinthians 15, 19, it says this, if we put our hope in Christ for this life only, we should be pitied more than anyone. You know why he says that? Because our hope in Christ is not in this life only. The bread of life is in the body of Christ, and we are raised up, and someday in Christ, we will be raised up eternally. And the Bible gives us the vision of that day. C.S. Lewis captures it so well when he writes, that day when we are raised up, the more we will thus share the heavenly bread between us, and the more we shall all have. We will be raised up. So come and eat of the bread of life. Eat and never be hungry again. Eat and you will not die, Jesus says. The bread of life is the body of Christ. It's given for you. Jesus came down. Drawn by the Father, we come to him, and he will raise us up. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for sending Jesus, for the picture of bread and what it means, how it nourishes and sustains, and that Jesus carries that metaphor into who he is, the bread of life in the body of Christ. Father, tonight we desire to honor you in what you've done in giving us Christ. And so we are thankful for that sacrifice. In his name we pray, amen. You will never be hungry if you eat this bread. You will never thirst if you drink this wine. That's what Jesus said. And so these elements are before us. So how do you respond to that? Bread of life is the body of Christ. Come down for us. Drawn by the Father, we come to him so that we can be raised up, and someday we will be raised up, eternally whole. Where are you with that? There's some responses tonight as we partake. For some of us, there's words I'm thinking of. It's repentance. It's not partaking. Maybe you're here tonight and you say, I'm not nourished by the bread of life. I don't know Jesus. You come to him. Come to him in repentance and faith and say, Jesus, you died on that cross for me. The bread of life was your body given for me. That's what Jesus wants to do. Let these elements pass the best you know how. On this Good Friday, which could be a really good Friday for you, cry out to the bread of life and say, Jesus, I confess of my sin. I put my faith in you. For some of us, it's to receive these elements. Maybe your life right now is at a place where things have not been good, and before the Lord, you have to say, I need to come back to you, Jesus. I know you're the bread of life. I know I've come to you, but I need to receive this in a way that I've repented of my sins and I've gotten myself back into a place where I can have fellowship with you. Brother and sister in Christ, Keystone family, if that's the case, as you bow your head to receive, be renewed in the truth of what Jesus has done for you. For all of us, Keystone brothers and sisters, it's the time to remember what Christ has done for us. How could we do less, especially on a night like this? So that's what we're gonna do in a minute. We have some ushers and they're gonna distribute the elements as is our custom. And on this Good Friday, think about the fact that the bread of life is the body of Christ. Came down from the Father and we have come to it, and it will raise us up. May all those things overwhelm us. So I'm gonna pray here in a minute. The ushers are gonna come, and as they distribute these elements, the bread representing the body, the juice representing the blood of Jesus, hold on to those elements. Whatever work God wants to do in your heart, allow him to do that as you think about the bread of life in his body. And in a little bit, we'll partake together as we sing and as we talk to the Lord privately. So let me pray. Ushers are gonna come. God, thank you as we pause for the bread. Thank you for the juice that speaks to the sacrifice that was given to us by your son, Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would sort out the hearts of those who are here tonight, some who need to repent, some who in a new way need to receive these elements and reestablish a relationship with you. And Father, all of us who know Jesus to remember what he has done for us. So God, may your spirit work through these symbols, through these elements. Body given for us, blood shed. Lord, may it speak truth to us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.